Hello and welcome to the Empowered Hormone Podcast, where we pull apart all those taboo topics, periods, parasites, poos, hormones and more. Let's question everything you've been taught about your body. I'm your host, Sheridan Decker, a gin-loving gut health nerd, passionate about debunking myths on birth control, period pain and IBS. If you struggle with bloating or your period is less than pretty, then join me as we chat about everything relating to gut and hormone health. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Empowered Hormones Podcast. I'm your host, Sheridan Decker, and I'm super excited to be chatting to Urja today. I feel like this has been a long time coming almost. So she's someone that we've had a lot of mutual friends, I guess, because we've both sort of come from Perth and Perth bases. So I'm super excited to just have you here and have a good chat. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm honestly really excited. I've heard so much about you as well and your work. And the mutual friends that we do have are people that I love. So I know it's going to be a good session for us for sure.
The thing about Perth and WA is that it's so small as well. So you do build connections on connections. Like I have so many clients who know people that I know and I didn't really know them, but it's all this like referral network and it's who you know, not what you know, or like, I don't know, like I've lived in other places. I lived in Queensland for quite a long time and there was elements of it. But as soon as a place almost gets too big, you start to build like micro connections and micro circles rather than feeling like, hey, I know a lot of people like around Perth in a sense.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's that small town kind of community vibe where those synchronicities and those interconnected webs are much more possible. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I guess. Also being, I mean, I work online, so it's different, right? Like my connection with people has got to be very specific as in regards to workshops or whatever. But you're, how would I put it, first line to the community in a sense, like with being a physio and a hands-on physio and not just running online programs or any form of online PT stuff in a sense, you have that. And then obviously you've got the self-connection side of things, which is a very great way to connect to people. But having that hands-on approach within a community is nice because you get a higher foot traffic almost of people moving through and you get to develop those special connections with people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the online space is absolutely amazing. And it does mean that you can, like yourself, you know, scale your impact and really have a massive, impact on the people around you. But the thing with the one-on-one and the like in person is nothing but beats that sense of connection. You just see how intertwined it is. You know, I have a client come in and then their mum will come in and then, you know, one of their like mum's friends will come into a workshop. So it's all just the flow on from it. And that's something that I live for is seeing those moments where it's like sliding door moments where, you know, networks from places you couldn't even imagine come together. It's the best.
I think that you're right. There is something special about it because I remember prior to COVID, I was doing a lot of in-person workshops and I love that. I love that community and that feel. And you walk into a room of women or people and you have this energy there that you're really like resonating with them. Whereas, yeah, when you're online, all of a sudden, even though they're right there, it's like there is this almost slight barrier between you because there's other things and there's distractions and it's not you don't get that same energy transfer. I feel like that's what it is. There's a very much a loss. Whereas, yeah, when someone's right there or you've got a room full of people when you're talking about, you know, bloating and constipation and everyone's resonating and you're going like, oh, like we just have, you have this moment and people still do live for that, which is sad considering we're going such an online space as well and we are all pulling back and losing that connection.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I think, you know, we're going to probably do a full circle where we go into this online space and again, it's amazing, it's accessibility, it's scalability, all of these things. But yeah, when we take it back to, you know, back in the day, it's like the tribe, the community, and the reason why for me personally, it is so important is like when we're sitting in that community space, you see every single person as a reflection of a part of yourself and that energy starts building and building and you just start going through an accelerated rate of healing and processing and understanding yourself and the world around you. And like we said before, I don't think anything can beat that per se, but I think it's important to have, you know, different tiers within a service or a network where you get to impact people in so many different ways. So yeah.
Yeah,
Definitely.
interesting. Anyway, I'm going to backtrack slightly. So for those who don't know this beautiful human sitting in front of me, she is the proud owner. And I think it's just amazing that you're running your own practice as well. So owner of From Within Physiotherapy and also From Within Self-Connection. So two services that are primarily based on empowering you with practical tools, really to help you navigate life through mind, body healing and self-connection. So let's jump back to the start. Where did this sort of love of connection, self-connection, physio, how did that all begin?
Yeah, great question, of course. It's like, how long do we have? But the short form of it, I'd say, you know, growing up, I played so many sports. I played netball, badminton, squash. I did gymnastics, dancing, basketball, volleyball, everything you can think of. And for me, in really key moments, like state badminton, netball, state gymnastics, like moments before that, I went through pretty severe injuries where fractured ankles, torn my knee apart, dislocated my bicep tendon. And so I understood personally the feeling of working so hard towards something and then feeling like it just slipped away in a matter of moments, and the impact that can have not only physically but mentally as well. So I spent a lot of time at my local physio. They're absolutely amazing. And it just made me realize how much, first of all, I love helping people. That has always been a constant. You know, problem solving, I love as well. And I'm sure you're very much the same. And then the other part was the physical part of it, the sports and everything else. And so combining that together, you pretty much have physiotherapy, right? And I saw firsthand and I felt firsthand how impactful it can be, especially in the privileged state of when people are in their most vulnerable stage, right? They're in pain. They have had, you know, so many things taken away from them in that injury. And so for me, I was like, I just knew, and I was really lucky that I had that calling really early that I wanted to do physiotherapy. So coming out of school, things lined up so beautifully that I managed to get into physio at Curtin University and at Notre Dame as well. And while I was at university, I went through my own experience, which was pretty well a near-death experience. I lost control of my car, spun out. There was probably 20 different things that should have killed me that night. But I walked away just like unharmed completely. So it was the first time I felt that overwhelming sense of protection, where something else was going on. And before that, I was just like a general person going about my life. I was only 19 at the time. And so from that experience itself, it gave me the sense of clarity of what I was on this earth to do. And a lot of it revolved around helping people with the privileges that I have, you know, coming from Kenya, in East Africa. It's a very different world. And my parents, you know, they sacrificed so much for me and my brother to be here in Perth, in such a beautiful place. And Australia is such a beautiful country. And so from that, I then started researching, studying all these altered states of consciousness and, you know, went deep into spirituality, into quantum physics, into Eastern medicine, psychosomatic healing. And this just put me on the path of, I guess, combining the internal landscape with the external healing as well. And you asked the question, I think, to start with, it's like, where did this start? And a lot of it was necessity. It was like, I myself felt so unequipped in terms of my emotions, my volatility, my reactions, my insecurities. And so that problem-solving brain kicked in and I was like, there has to be ways for us to, you know, process this, heal this. And if there's a degree like physiotherapy, which allows us to understand the physical impairments and how to heal them, maybe there's ways that we can have that emotionally as well. And I started to see such an overlap between the emotional states and the emotional body and the physical body, in terms of how we move through life, you know, dysfunctional patterns of movement or thought processing. There's so many similarities, and usually the underlying cause is pain. And so, yeah, it was just understanding how to heal that and alchemize that into our power. That's the short form.
Yeah, but the internal one's interesting. You said, what did you just say? The understanding like that you've got physio to work with the body and stuff, and you're like, there's got to be a better way to understand and process and deal with these emotions and that whole side of things. But that's even a that's even insightful to recognize that there's got to be a way to deal with it, right? Because there's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of us or a lot of my clients will see it that we don't even realize that we're not processing or that we're not connected or that anxiety or depression or mental health stuff is coming from dysregulated nervous system. Like that in itself is incredible that you kind of went through that whole process to go, oh, wait a second. Like that self-reflection in itself is amazing, because how many people don't even get to that point of self-reflection? They're just doing every day and they're just coping, or they're using drugs or alcohol or social stuff or exercise to numb ourselves, right? Like even to get to that point in itself is incredible. Yeah. It's a step, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, you know, I think there's absolutely a place for the medical system, and I'm sure you're much the same. But I think, you know, when people do suffer from anxiety and depression, these things, and I've gone through that in my own life in bouts, the medical system is not often set up to address those underlying states. And it's asking, you know, the bigger questions. Like there's the basket of nutrition and exercise and all these things, which are very foundational. But I think physical health is really caught up. I think mental health is catching up. I think emotional health is going to be the one that we're really going to start to dive into in the next decade, or, you know, just the future of it. I think COVID's had a big hit on that. But yeah, it's like if you try and tell someone to fix their emotional health, it's like giving someone a map with no X that marks the spot. So it's like, where do we start? Yeah.
And this is where people like you are so important, because someone can walk into your physio practice with some kind of physical presenting pain, and then you start to unpack a little bit and you have the awareness and the education to go, okay, yeah, sure, you have hurt yourself, but then there's other things going on as well. Like you said, they are so interconnected, and similar in my clinic, like I start working with someone, it's like, yeah, sure, okay, you're presenting me with constipation, but there is 10 other things underneath that that are probably actually more important, but right now we're just going to deal with this surface level stuff. But it's really interesting when we start to have that awareness and go, oh, hey, wait a second, like that's, they are so interconnected. And I love how you pull that into the name of your physio practice as well, like from within physio. I'm like, that is just like the best sort of play on everything there is in a sense. But you obviously knew when you started your practice or you went into physio, you obviously had that awareness of the self-connection stuff. Because to be honest, when I started my gut health business 3, 4, 5 years ago, I was not thinking nervous system regulation at all. Like that's probably only been the last, oh, I want to say 1 to 2 years that I've gone, oh, these people aren't clearing SIBO because they're so dysregulated. Like it's that connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, going back to what I said, which is like that necessity, when I was studying physiotherapy at uni, I was in like 3rd year of uni, I think it was, that's when, or maybe 2nd year, that's when the car accident happened. But what that led me into was my brother had given me a float voucher, like the big float tanks.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that was part of my recovery from just the whiplash that I had. And a few weeks into that, I started working at the float center and I started understanding how much impact that was having on my life. The flotation tank, they say it's similar to the womb because it's that state of complete sensory deprivation. You're floating. And so there's nothing to stimulate the nervous system. And so you're going into the deepest state of rest and digest you possibly can. And so I started to feel myself, the physical impacts off that, the mental, the emotional, feel my state come out of that threat response, how that started to feed into every part of my life. And, you know, it's two sides of the same coin. If you're in that threat response, it feeds into everything. If you're in that state of safety, it feeds into everything. And so that's where I started to combine those ideas and the learnings with physiotherapy. And then as I finished uni and I, you know, started my first job, that first job, they really did give me the space to become the clinician that I am today. And I'm so grateful for that, where I started using the body as a map to the subconscious mind to tap into, like you say, trauma, emotions, belief systems. And there is more and more research coming out about this, like the book, you know, The Body Keeps the Score. Eastern medicine has always backed it up. And whether it is or it isn't, to me, when I see my clients and myself, you know, that everything just clicks for them. The phrase that I hear the most in my clinic is, and in the workshops as well, is it just makes sense. And when you feel that for yourself, I'm like, that is beyond anything. And to me, it's a duty of care to actually share these elements. And, you know, it is somewhat out of the scope of practice, but I talk about my lived experience more than anything, because I'm just like, if that's going to help someone heal, then who am I to hold that back?
Yeah, 100%. And I think to pull that part slightly, those who are listening, I feel like they'd understand the physiotherapy side of things and how that is as a business and how you'd kind of practice in a sense. What is from within self-connection? So what service, to kind of dumb it down for us, what actually is it?
Yeah, of course. I think as well with what you said, just touching on it, I'm similar to you, I always use the body as a bridge. You know, we always start with the physio, we always start with the physical. I'm not going to bring you in for your first session and be like, oh, this. That is absolutely not what it's about. It's more bringing regulation to the body first and then allowing the space to have that exploration. And that is where the self-connection side comes in. So for me, you know, I went down the deep spiritual path, the deep healing path, and I came to this point where I'm like, I need practicality. I need things that I can use in this moment within 5 minutes that are just simple and easy. We're not, you know, I went to a psych once and I was going through a pretty challenging time, but I know that people have been through much more challenging times. And I know it's not all psychs that are like this, but, you know, the next available appointment was in 8 weeks. They got me to fill out a form and she just gave me a pamphlet on depression. And she asked me if I would medicate soon. And that was my experience. And I was like, we need tools that we can use now. Mm-hmm. So what From Within Self-Connection is basically practical tools to navigate life through self-connection. And that's journaling, that's community, that's connection, that's checking in on yourself, resources. Over summer, I ran a program called the Summer of Self-Connection. And it was a 6-month program, fortnightly community events, where it was different tools, facilitators and venues all over Perth that have been part of my self-connection journey and my growth journey. So it's about, I guess, developing a foundation for yourself to feel at home within yourself more than anything, and to understand the resources we hold within ourselves. And when we meet our own needs, we don't need the external to do that. So it's giving people basically a toolkit for that.
Mm. That's incredible. Yeah. So on a practical level, people see in person for physio, and then from within self-connection, those things, is that online resources you give people, or is it stuff you still work through with them in clinic, or what does that look like?
Yeah. So in clinic, I do offer one-on-one like life navigation sessions, but that also crosses over with physio, because we do hands-on, we do body work, we do, you know, regulation, all of that. The self-connection side, like the workshops, you know, they were fortnightly, we had up to 70 people at them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's massive. Absolutely massive. And the community side, of course, we're moving to building like an online resource toolkit and running, you know, even Zoom workshops for people that can't access them in person. They'll be online, like through Instagram, just free tools. So it's basically trying to cover all bases to give people simple ways to understand themselves.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. And like you said, I think that is so important. And as you spoke about that bridge from that external stuff to that internal thing. And really, like, you couldn't, I mean, you do have one without the other, but it's so nice having those complementary things together, because what happens is we so often, I feel like I see clients and they sort of dissociate. They're like, well, I'm seeing this person for that and that person for that. And it happens very often in the medical industry, to be honest. It's like the immunologist, the gynecologist, the GP, without realizing that they're all kind of interlinked and one thing's going to feed into the other. Whereas when you start stepping out of that into, you know, like your space, and you start combining things, it's not that people don't need to go anywhere else ever, but it's like, hey, if we can start to navigate a couple key things and recognize and re-educate that they are connected, well, then all of a sudden you're having breakthroughs, because it's not just going, well, I don't know, you have to go and see, you know, someone else entirely, and someone's kind of just, I don't know, I feel like we disassociate from our body so quickly. Like even our gut, like it's the simplest one, and people just like don't put the dots together that how they're feeling mentally is connected to their microbiome, all those kinds of things. Like it's such an interesting area.
Absolutely. And I think what you've said, where it's like the medical field is so split up in specialists and everything else, that's how we compartmentalize health and pain and discomfort and dysfunction. I think for me, it's like, if you look at pain by itself, right? Pain is so multifaceted. And so to me, it's like the fuel light going on in the car. When the fuel light goes on, you fuel up the car. You don't put a sticker over it, right? But no one's given us a process manual on what pain means, what the different signals mean. And so it is that state of freeze and dissociate, because when we don't know what to do, that's, you know, the next best option. That's how the body survives. That's how it continues. It's just don't look at it, continue on, keep surviving. But then when we look at pain, and it's like knowing, you know, the central nervous system, when it's in that heightened state of sympathetic overload of fight or flight, what happens is all the volume dials get turned up on the nerves. And that's to scan the environment for more threat to make sure that we're not in danger. And we call that pain sensitization. And so as a physiotherapist, I've, you know, been trained in this, and it's like, we're taught to just treat the symptoms. So if you have lower back pain, treat the area, treat the lower back. And, you know, muscle manipulation, all of that is really important, and strength and everything else. But if one of the main root causes is sensitization of the nerves and those pain signals, and if we're not turning down the volume dial, it's going to be a really long process. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like, how can we come at every different angle to get fast results? Because I love fast results, to give the person their life back and their quality of life, and to rewire the nervous system to let it know that it's safe, and that's going to feed into everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that you've pulled into that nervous system. I just want to say language for better use of words, because I feel like, and it's with the gut stuff as well. So maybe in the last 1 to 2 years, there's been a real, maybe even 3 or 4, but there's been a real shift around gut health, right? Like I can say microbiome or gut bacteria to someone now with them looking at me like I've got 3 heads. So we're starting to understand the terminology around it a bit more. And I feel like through, what's her name? I've got a book. Through people like Nicole Lapira, like holistic psychologist and all that stuff, that's more around and open and on Instagram, we start to go, okay, nervous system, there is some kind of link there. But when you're talking about regulation and dysregulation of the nervous system, is that, and you talked about pain in a sense as well, but what is causing that in a simplistic maybe kind of level? Because I think a lot of people now go, oh, I'm dysregulated, or my nervous system isn't happy, but without actually understanding what they're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is absolutely spot on. There is a lot of information coming out about the nervous system now. I think it's amazing, but I think it can be very saturated as well. We can oversimplify it as well. So to me, from my understanding, and this is ever evolving, of course, but the central nervous system is basically like our internal processing unit. And it's what gathers information from our surroundings and what's happening in our daily life. And it goes into our internal processing system, and it gives us an output. So the output is either going to be our sympathetic or our parasympathetic state. Now, sympathetic state is our fight or flight. It's where we need to react to something. It's where we need to respond. And it's usually, you know, the reality of it is that quick response. Now, the rest and digest, that's more that safety state. And that's where we feel relaxed. We can respond to something. It doesn't feel like that threat. And I think what's happened, or what from my understanding has happened, is that back in the day, we had extreme threat. We had tribal wars. We had famine. We had drought. We had these things that really were a threat to our survival. And in our life now, we've made life so comfortable. We've made it so simple. We've made all of our needs to be met. You know, we have the house. We have the food. We have the water. We have the safety. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is the nervous system doesn't know the difference between the perceived threats of today's life and what was happening back then. It doesn't know the difference between mental, physical, emotional, social, sexual, financial, spiritual, all of these different stresses. It's going to respond the same way. And that's either the fight or flight or the rest and digest. And so, you know, that text from the ex, or the traffic on the way to work or the dairy when your gut's not in the right space, that's going to be perceived in the same way as danger until we learn to build resilience in the nervous system. And I think one thing that's happening now, you know, they said like the pendulum swings the opposite way and to the other extreme is that people are seeking extreme comfort. And anytime they're feeling off, it's called a dysregulated state. But what I think is happening with that is that we're cotton-wooling everything and we're actually going to the opposite where we're not realizing what we're capable of. We're too scared to climb the mountain. We're too scared to go on that, you know, extreme adventure to get out of the comfort zone, or we're doing it in really controlled ways. And to me, you don't realize what you're capable of in that state. So it's finding, you know, really healthy ways to challenge yourself, whether it's exercise, whether it's moving to that country, whether it's having that challenging conversation, but doing it from a space where we have processed the emotions before, we've understood, you know, what's actually overstimulating us, getting into a really grounded space and then taking action. And so it's finding the balance points of that.
Yeah, and that I love that same safe space and then action. It's like be regulated, because you often read stuff, I've loved it lately, around hard conversations with people and going, hey, I would like, can we come back to this kind of thing? I just need to be able to process this and then approach a conversation rather than obviously flaring up when you're in a conversation or having that conflict or whatever. Because you're right, we do then pull away and we go, actually, that's too hard. I'm not capable. I'm just not going to deal with it. And we're really good at avoiding those kinds of things as well. And that's where obviously, you know, all these strategies come in to disassociate from stuff. But you're right, like that cotton wooling, but also working through mental health stuff, like having the respect for when there is anxiety or depression or ADHD or whatever it is. But then also, like you said, being able to go, okay, what's underpinning that stuff as well? Is it gut health? Is it poor microbiome? Is it poor diet? Is it lack of exercise? Is it family trauma or whatever it is? And working through those things to move out of those states as well. And I think, like, you're right, like we can re-regulate the nervous system. We just need the tools, right? And the education, the awareness. And that's where obviously you step in. But so many people don't know that. It's like putting someone on birth control, in a sense, without them understanding that there is other things you can be doing, or this is the impact of it as well. It might be their right answer for right now, but this is the cascade effect around it. I think that's important too for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, there's, like I said, a place for diagnosis, absolutely a place for medication. I'm not a medical expert. I cannot talk on that. Mm-hmm. But I think where there's still room for us to grow is to ask the bigger questions while all of that's happening as well, perhaps, where it's like, you know, are you healing, like you said, the family trauma? Are you in a job that you love or that isn't really serving you? And it's like, if you're there 60% of your week, how's that going to impact, you know, your mental health, your nervous system? What foods are we eating? What are we listening to? What kind of people are we surrounding us with? If those root elements aren't being addressed, it's like a cup that has 100 holes in the bottom and, you know, you're pouring in that one little bit and it's like, what do you expect from the situation? And we call that anxiety, depression, all these different things. So I think this is where, you know, people like you and I and the work that we do and the people that we learn from as well, that's where this uprise is coming from, because we're like, for me personally, I don't want to see people stay in that state of victimhood where they take the diagnosis, they take the medication, and then they just believe that that's life. And so I'm like, how can we empower people to really understand every layer of themselves from a place of love and compassion, but also to remind them of what they're fully capable of? Because like you say, you know, when the evidence shows, Bruce Lipton or Joe Dispenza, whatever it is, it's like when the body is given the right environment and the right tools, it is capable of healing in ways that we do not give it credit for.
Yeah.
It's asking those questions.
What tools, like, because when we think about it, how often I hear people say to me, like, oh, I need to work on my nervous system, or I need to, like, get calm or whatever, but I don't want to meditate. Like, I feel like meditation is kind of like this word that's thrown around that people be like, okay, you need to calm down, you should just go meditate. And people are like, hey, don't know where to start, might download an app, might do it ad hoc randomly. And other than that, the kind of, oh, I should probably maybe journal how I'm feeling. Like, I get told to write that down a lot. But I feel like beyond those two, people feel pretty either overwhelmed or limited, or like, I don't even really know where to start with any of the self-connection stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that fully. And it's like, to me, so with when we come back to the nervous system and what we call the parasympathetic state, so that's our rest and digest. In that state, that's where we're coming back to the safety within ourselves. That's where we're coming back to our center point, that really grounded state, and what we call homeostasis, where everything's in balance. And so for me, it's activities that bring us back to that. And what I guess defines it is activities that don't cause more stimulation, activities where we are present. So I find it like I don't really sit down and meditate in that way. But for me, you know, things like yin yoga, movement practice, going for a walk, being in the ocean where there is nothing else there for me to, you know, be on my phone, talking to people, whatever it is. I do my trigger point release at the end of the night, where I basically use a ball, release different parts of my body, use it as a map to process emotions as well. Is anything where you're down regulating? Yeah, that sensory input. So that, like I said, rest and digest. We're not only digesting food, it's thoughts, emotions, experiences, trauma, anything that's sitting in that 95% of the subconscious mind that is being asked to be cleared, but it just hasn't had the space to because we keep adding more stimulation. So if you think of, you know, your stomach and you've just eaten all this food and now you have this beautiful mango in front of you and you want to eat it, but there's physically no space left in your stomach, like what do you do with that? You hit pause, you let it digest, and then obviously it comes out the other end, but it creates space. You let go of it, and then there's space for the new. So that's taking that into the emotional body. It's giving yourself that moment, many moments in between, to hit pause, to let everything digest. And that's where journaling really helps me, because it's that conversation with self. And once it's out, it's out. And then it creates space for the new.
Yeah, that makes sense. The trigger pointing stuff is interesting, right? Because I can't even name to you how many times I've gone and gotten trigger point release stuff and just felt afterwards had to go home to bed, like just felt so exhausted from doing quote unquote nothing and just teary and emotional and like, and you can't, couldn't even put my, I couldn't even have told you what it was. Like I've gotten off that bed before and just gone, I'm done. I cannot process today. I can't have another conversation. I don't want to talk to anybody and I can't like, and you're right. It's that release. And I think we undervalue how important that can be in the whole process of healing, surely.
Absolutely. And it's like, to me, this is where it all comes together. Mm-hmm. And these trigger point classes, I've taught them for about 7 years now. And there was, when I was working at the clinic, there was like a 6-month wait list for these classes. And it's that same feeling where people would walk out and they'd be like halfway between a zombie and a marshmallow. But they just came out of it and they're like, I don't know what that was, but I needed that.
Yeah.
And it's exactly to me what you've said, where it's like when you feel the physical release of a muscle letting go, and I combine that with an emotional prompt. So this is where the body becomes a map to the mind. For example, you know, the mid back, the thoracic spine, we do a trigger point through there in a muscle called the rhomboid. And as I get people to relax into it, breathe into it, really slow down their breath, we use binaural beats, we use, you know, dim lighting, all of those sensory cues. And then I share, you know, this is representative of the heart space. And the right side of our body in Eastern medicine represents what we call our masculine qualities. And that's to do with men in our lives, work, direction, purpose, responsibilities. And that's because the left hemisphere of the brain innervates the right side of the body. Mm-hmm. So left hemisphere is our analytical, mathematical, logical center. Left side of the body represents what we call our feminine qualities. So women in our lives, but our emotional states, intuitive states, inner world, nurturing, all of those things. So because the right hemisphere innervates the left side of the body, which is our emotional, creative, language, all of those spheres. So right mid-back represents masculine heart space. So any heart walls, grief, loss, betrayal, heartbreak, heartache to do with men in our lives or our work or our purpose. And then just giving people the space to allow themselves to feel the physical release, and whether it is or it isn't, allow them the space to have the mental and emotional release that goes with that, of even just a moment in time where they're actually addressing how they feel about something. you see it all come together, and the release that you get in that experience is just phenomenal. We do that through the body, like a 60-minute session, and it's so powerful.
Is that a hands-on thing that you're doing, or people have a ball or a something? Or
yes, it was literally trigger point ball, so it's like a ball about that big. You know, we've had classes up to 60 people, and everyone going through it together. You're just on your mat. You're not thinking about a single other thing. We go deep into like breathing, regulating first, and then entering that state, and then gently bring them back out. So yeah, it's the beauty of it is you can then do it at home. You got the autonomy of it. You can do it, you know, at the airport when you're between flights. You can do it absolutely anywhere.
Yeah, incredible. Isn't that amazing? Like, it just, that is the direct, like, physical to emotional link right there, which is something, I don't know, I feel like is rare, and we definitely don't give the time and the space for. And the fact that, you're going on and helping people to be able to do that from home. And that's, like, to be honest, that's what I love the most about what you do, is that it's like, here's the tools and the resources to be able to continue this. It's not like, hey, I have to see you again next week because you're only going to get this release when you see me. Yes, it's going to be beneficial, and yes, it's important, but also you're going, here's you for the next 50, 60, 70 years. This is what you need to be doing. This is how we're going to create change. Because you're right, like, it's that consistency, and then it's understanding, exactly like what you said at the start, is understanding there needs to be an emotional release. And once you teach that to people and there's that aha light bulb moment, then all of a sudden I feel like you have the capacity to be able to take on so much more and create that change in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, you know, to build the mind-body connection of what it feels like to have the emotional release, to me it's much easier to have the parallel of people know how it feels to have a muscle physically release, right? You feel it relax, the pain signal gets turned down. So they're having that experience in real time. And so to me, that skill is transferable now. So to have that then emotional experience where in 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, you can feel that whole release happen, it becomes a lot more accessible to people. It becomes a lot more tangible, understandable, relatable. Yeah. And then on top of that, what you've said, you know, it's like the real mission of From Within is for you to understand that you have everything that you need within yourself. It comes from within you, because in that state, it can never be taken away from you. It's never circumstance dependent. It's never, you know, it has to be the perfect situation. Like, you can literally have that ball in your handbag. You can be at work, your back can flare up. Like, for me, this is what happens. And I'm like, cool. Lower back, bending over backwards for people. Who am I bending over backwards for? Oh, yeah, that definitely happened 2 days ago. Release the thing, do my, you know, physical rehab, all of those things. And it just comes together in an instant. And it's giving people the roadmap for that, so they feel empowered in those moments.
Yeah. No, I love that. You're incredible. The work you're doing is incredible. It's not only, changing people's day-to-day, it's changing the way they think, they feel, they process, and then how they're going to process things moving forward as well. Because once you release, you can then take on more, and your capacity also changes as well. It's like releasing a muscle where you can go back, rehab it, work it, do whatever you need to do. And I feel like the emotional state's the same. Like, it's, we have this cup, right? And so when someone's full, it's like, well, you can't process anything else. But if you can continually release and process that stuff, the way you're going to live your life is just going to be so much more different and fulfilling, I think. So thank you. Is there anything else you want to add on to that before I jump into the links and how to stalk you online?
I feel like we'd go literally probably for like another 6 hours.
I'm in awe. Courtney said amazing things, and now I'm just like, wow, this woman's brain. I'm sad I missed your whole summer of stuff because you're leaving, but I'll be following that closely. But for those who want to learn or know more, the best places to find you, so we've got 3 Instagram accounts here, all kind of linked into the different things you do. So and I'll link them into the show notes, guys, but From Within Physio. So that's linked to the physio practice, and then From Within Self-Connection. What's the Self-Connection Instagram like? Tools, tips, things?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, lots of tools, lots of just insights. At the moment, we're going through transition period. Like I said earlier, I am moving to London in 8 weeks, and it's going to be a massive adventure. I feel like a big part of that is becoming the version of I am that is ready for that next stage of service as well. But through that, there's going to be lots of launches of free resources, online workshops, courses, retreats. We're going to plan to run the Summer of Self-Connection again in Perth next year, which is going to be even bigger and better now that we've got, you know, like the skeleton off it. And then plan is potentially to do it through Europe next year as well. So lots to look out for. And yeah, podcasts and things coming as well. But those, yeah, best places to find it for sure.
Awesome. Cool. And then also, Jessa, you are JASHAH 15 is her personal one as well. So you can follow all three of those. And also, if you want to go down the physio route, there is www.fromwithinphysio.com.au is there as well. And that would have been linked into the Instagram profile as well. So I will link that in all for you guys. I'll also tag it all on socials, so you'll be able to find and stalk very easily as well. But thank you so much for jumping on. I'm mind blown by your knowledge, what you do. It's so much more than, I guess, what I thought or knew in that sense as well. And also having, what is the word, relevant and relatable information for people. So it's not only practical that they can think about and process and implement today, but also moving forward going, oh, hey, how can I implement this for my life long term? And I love that, like, because sometimes we go, oh, that's another thing that I've got to do at some point. But it's also when you have those practical tips and tricks, it's like, cool, I can actually think about this, do this today, think about trigger point, go by trigger point ball, whatever it is, to yep. start to go down that process.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, I like to feel the shift in that moment. And so all of these tools are based on that. There's like the 7 questions for processing trigger and trauma, triggers and trauma. There's the life force cup, all these different things. But it's for results now so that you can continue with your life.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Sheridan. I will see you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Empowered Hormone Podcast. If you know a female who needs some empowerment, please forward, repost, tag, or share, and let's get women talking.